Hey, it's John Reed with News Radio WRVA early in the morning on Richmond's Morning News from 6 to 10. And if you're a regular listener, you will recognize this guy. Now you get to see him in person. Clayton Getz of Mission Realty, powered by eXp Realty. And, you know, about once a month, Clayton, you and I get to talk about the landscape that you're dealing with when it comes to real estate. And I'm trying to remember, when we talked in the summer, you said that it was ridiculous, the low inventory that was out there. And, you know, watching this from a distance, sometimes in the fall, everybody decides to, you know, make a move. So where do things stand right now as we enter into the fall?
Yeah. So, I mean, it almost feels like kind of crisis mode in terms of the lack of inventory. And let me give you an exact number here. Let's see. Yeah. So it's historically low. I mean, it's, I'm going to sound like a broken record for the next, you know, however long this goes on, John, but we are looking at a 1.4 month supply of available inventory. It just keeps going down every single month. Mm-hmm. And which means, again, if all of the existing homes, it would only take 1.4 months to sell all of the existing inventory on the market today. And the thing that we're seeing that I really want your listeners to understand is that it's not just the homes that are in the quote unquote hot markets that are selling right now. It's everything. So we really need, you know, if you were thinking about selling this year, you're still interested in selling. Everything is all-time high, all-time low, you know, all-time high median sales price. John, I'm just going to go down the list here, if that's okay, because just to give your listeners a perspective. Median sales price in Central Virginia, a record high, okay? And it was a record high last time we talked. Now it's even higher than it was last time we talked.
So it's moving in the upward direction.
It's still moving in an upward direction. Oh. Homes that are currently for sale, as we just discussed, all-time low in terms of recorded, you know, history, the data that we have. Pending sales, all-time high. So again, inventory is down, but more homes are selling than are being listed. So at some point, we're going to run out of inventory. And when you have that much demand, John, that much demand and such low inventory, you and I both know what that does to prices.
Yeah, they go up.
They are literally going through. If you look at if I could show you the line, it's we are above 2007, 2008 pre-market collapse. And we're in no danger of that. That's not what I'm saying. But that was the previous all-time high. We are well above that right now. So home values are way up. People have more equity in their homes, by the way, in Central Virginia, which I'm really happy about. Closed sales, the third highest on record in Central Virginia. The only reason it's not the first is because we don't have enough inventory to sell, right? Days on market, all-time low. Homes are selling faster than they've ever had in recorded history, ever. So you list your house, you better get ready to move. That's the message there.
True that they're moving within just a couple of days? You know, you put the sign out in the front yard and then you have an offer 24, 48 hours later?
Oh, Don, in many cases, they're selling before they hit the market. I mean, if they find out, if they find out, because we're using social media, you know, our team, you know, we're using social media and everything that we can use to expose our sellers' homes early. And we're getting contracts before they even hit the market, sight unseen. John, when I tell you we've never seen anything like this, we've never seen anything like it. And I just want your listeners to understand that, again, pre-election, we know what this looks like. Post-election, we have no idea what the landscape is going to look like in terms of the real estate market. So if you were considering selling this year, there hasn't been a better time. Now, that, to be fair to your listeners, that does present a little bit of an issue if you're buying because inventory is so low. But new construction there's more and more of it. Like, builders are just looking for land to develop. So that is certainly an option for your listeners as well. And lastly, price per square foot is, no shocker, highest on recorded record. It's crazy, John.
You bring up the election, and I know we never want to go political on this. We want to be objective in our analysis. No Republican, no Democrat, no independent talk. But I think a lot of people do have anxiety, probably on both sides of the political spectrum, about what might happen after November 3rd, assuming we even know who the president is on November 4th. Do you have thoughts on how to kind of work through that if you're one of the people who is contemplating buying or selling and you're looking at that six, seven weeks away?
Yeah, I do. And again, this is going to be mostly opinion here, John, but I've been, you know, I was born and raised here and grew up in Central Virginia. I've been here most of my life, a little short stint up at Valley Forge Military Academy, which is fun. But, you know, I think it was kind of back to what we just talked about, you know, a minute ago with regards to, we know what the reality of the real estate market in Central Virginia is right now. That we've never seen a market like this. We do not know. We don't know what's going to happen post-election. So that's number one. Number two, I think when you're looking at the city of Richmond, the data is not yet showing us that there's some sort of mass exodus because people are worried about their properties being damaged, right?
Yeah. But I remember I asked you that last month because there was this talk that people were going to just flee the city with all the violence that's happened.
Yeah, so the data is not showing that yet, but I do have a lot of I have a significant amount of firsthand and secondhand knowledge because I'm, you know, just so involved in the real estate space of people that are either in the process of moving, have moved, or are considering moving just because of this political environment that we're in, and they're worried about their properties specifically being in the city. And having to, people buy homes so that they can feel safe and secure, in their own environment. And if you can't, then that creates a situation where, you know, I mean, it's just the only natural thing for us to do is to consider moving somewhere else if you don't feel safe and secure. So we'll continue to talk about this and keep a close eye on it. But right now, the data doesn't show it. Just first and secondhand knowledge is people are certainly thinking about it.
Yeah. Well, it is something to contemplate and to do your own evaluation of your own environment. And if you're 49 like I am, you probably have a different tolerance for things happening around you than if you're 75 and you want to know that every night when you lock the door and go to bed, that you're going to get sleep through the night. It's just a different way you analyze that based on where you are in life.
For sure. Yeah. For sure. Good point, John. Yeah.
Listen, I always appreciate your insight. And as you point out, this isn't just talk. Clayton really is monitoring the data. One of the great things about talking to you is that it's not just conjecture, it's data-driven analysis. And I think that's important when people are making that big decision about their number one investment, in many cases, their physical property that they own, whether this is the time to hold or to sell. And Clayton Gitz is at Mission Realty and available with his team to talk to you. Let me make sure I give you the number if you want to reach Clayton at 545-4440 or soldinrichmond.com. Between you and me, I don't know if your staff has told you, but I've been kind of trading emails with a couple of your guys like, all right, well, you know, maybe I'd consider such and such. I'm not sure I'm willing to pay the premium to make the move now. I may hold a little while, but great information on a daily basis from your team. So thank you, Clayton. I appreciate it.
You are so welcome. Thank you.